Well, I was bringing the cat home one night, and I was just following the creek ice, which was formed mostly by overflow, and all of a sudden the cat broke through the ice and settled down in about 3 feet below the surface of the ice, and I couldn't back up or go forward, so I left it there that night. No sign of water that night, but the next morning when I went down there, the water had, overflow water had come in and froze right up to the engine of the cat.
Oops. So, I'm going to make a cup of coffee. Would you like one?
Sure.
And, so I thought, well, boy, we got some picking to do here. So Clarence Wheeler lived right above the where I was stuck with the cat. And I knew he had a good pick at his water hole. And I figured I'll go borrow that pick and start working on this ice. But I thought, well, I better go tell Clarence that I'm taking the pick because he might come down to the water hole and find that it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up to his cabin, which was only a couple hundred yards away. And I noticed that the door was ajar a little bit and no smoke coming out of the chimney. So I went up to the door and I hollered, Clarence? Clarence? No answer. So I pushed the door open and there he was. He had committed suicide with a rifle. And that was pretty hard to see. And so I went down and told Harold Christensen what had happened. And so we had to form a coroner's inquest, which consisted of six men. And took Clarence down to Central. George Blondo took him down on his dog team. And that was the end of Clarence Wheeler.
He's buried there at the Central Cemetery.
Was he an unhappy man, or?
Just despondent. Cold and couldn't get the fire going and just thought to heck with it. He wasn't broke either. He had three $100 gold certificates in his purse.
That's Clarence Wheeler.